In this episode, we'll be talking about something that has really taken a toll on me over the years. This has also sparked a lot of debate recently on Black Twitter. Despite all of the unique dopeness Black women have displayed for as long as we can remember, we continue to be disrespected in the media, and oftentimes, not only disrespected outside of the Black community, but inside as well. This is why I believe the most disrespected person in America is the Black woman. I know, I'll probably get some flack for saying this, but hey, if this episode isn't for you, it isn't for you. You are now listening to Saucy But Sweet with Allie McPherson, a podcast where nothing is off limits, where we talk about everything from romance, sex, pop culture, and everything in between. Sit back, relax, and enjoy an unfiltered time where we keep it sweet and always saucy. I don't know how many of you are familiar with singer-songwriter Ari Lennox, a beautiful Black woman who is very outspoken when it comes to almost everything. She was born and raised in Washington, D.C., and rose to fame from her single Shea Butter Baby, which if you haven't listened to it, I strongly suggest you do. It's one of my favorite songs and features J. Cole. Anyway, as most of you probably know, Ari Lennox's features were described as a Rottweiler by Twitter troll. Another talented Black artist, Teyana Taylor's features were also compared to a Rottweiler. Ari took to Instagram Live to speak on this and brought up a good point. No other race degrades each other the way we do. And for some reason, so many people in the Black community think it's okay to degrade Black women's features. One thing that personally stood out to me was how she said that Black women's lips, which have always been big and mocked, have now become the trendy thing for women. Now she sounds mad as hell, y'all, as she should. Now after the ignorance hit the fan, Ari sent out these tweets. Moms and dads, please love on your beautiful Black children. Tell them they're beautiful constantly. Tell them Black people are beautiful. Tell them Black features are beautiful. Make it make sense. Black features are royalty. People hate Blackness so bad. Many times when people are cyberbullied or humiliated on social media, they take a break from Twitter. And what I respect about Ari was that she not only stayed on Twitter, but spoke out immediately, letting the world know she's not going anywhere, and neither are Black women. Joining me today is one of my best friends in the entire world, Abby Yakubu. Abby is a professional hair braider and wig maker interested in entering the medical field. So what I want to ask you, Abby, and something that we talk about all the time when we're together, is like, why do you think this is happening? And have you personally had these experiences in the Black community?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's very interesting because usually in social media especially, they try to portray us in such a bad way, but they always copy everything about us. So outfits, the way we look, our features. People pay so much money just to look like us. And I feel like, most importantly, because the way social media works, people have so much agency and they feel like they could say whatever they want to say. Because I saw this tweet. Did you see the one about Blue Ivy?
Yes.
And then, she's an 8-year-old child and you're talking about her getting plastic surgery to look like Kylie Jenner. But it's very funny because Kylie Jenner doesn't originally look like that. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's just something that as Black women, we have to like go through so many forms of degradation every single day. It's like, first of all, we are Black, and then we happen to be women in a patriarchal society, and then we are Black women. So it's just so many layers. It's like we're at the bottom of the bottom of the totem pole. And I think one thing I always say is we should try as much as possible to shine light on the things that are positive, because we have that, you know, power. It's really with social media. The thing about social media is like it's a two-edged sword. If you pay too much attention to the negativity, then you can't really, I don't know. I feel like we have some kind of power about the narrative. So I always say, put out there what you want people to perceive of us, how amazing we are, how strong we are, how much we have to overcome to become who we are and still succeed, instead of paying attention to what other people say. Because at the end of the day, people are always going to talk. Nobody talks about how 50% of college campuses are filled with Black women. Nobody wants to speak about how the healthcare sector is filled with nurses and CNAs and home health aides that are Black women.
Exactly.
In every single field in this country, I can actually say that there is no field that will actually work as good as it does without the population of black women that are there in the entertainment industry. Ari Lennox, Tiana Taylor, Beyonce, Rihanna, all of these people are black women that are making waves, that are creating paths, that are forming niches for themselves and for the young ones coming up, you understand? So I honestly feel like as much as society tries to portray us in a certain light, we have that power to change the narrative. And that's why I always, like all of my friends, most of my friends are black, thankfully. And I just always tell my girlfriends, I mean, we can try to pay attention to the negativity, but I'd rather we change the narrative because we have that power at the end of the day.
Yeah, for sure. And the fact is with black women, it's like we're either being over-sexualized or called ugly. You know, it's like there's no middle for us. And other women have the luxury of being either beautiful or average or whatever. But it's like, no, this woman's not sexy. She's ugly. She's like, and it's like, why are you talking about women? Like, why are you talking about anyone like this?
I mean, it's very interesting because I honestly can tell you right now, if a white woman had been called a Rottweiler, there would have been a freaking uprising. It would have been such a big deal.
Exactly.
And then people want to come and have these come back like, oh, it's not that big of a deal, blah, blah, blah. But first of all, it's disrespectful. You're calling a human being a dog. That in itself is morally wrong. But not just only that, you're comparing her personality. You're saying, oh, that's her sex appeal, how she manages to be a dog. And you can't say that about a Latina woman in this country. You can't say that about an Asian woman. The emotions that those statements arouse are very different considering the history of black women in this country.
Yeah, for sure.
We are known to be stereotypically angry and wild and loud. And then there were two other journalists that spoke about Blue Ivy as well. And there are so many nuances. I mean, if you read between the lines of those tweets and if you read the comments before it got deleted, you would actually understand. And then some people want to, even within the black community, want to have this comeback and say, oh, people are too sensitive or there's freedom of speech. Why should that be your speech?
That's the question. Why? And like in 2020, you know what I mean? This has been going on forever, but why in 2020 is this still, I mean, it happened 2019. But still, it's something he would say now.
Yeah,
you know, this stupid guy who, you know, and I looked at his Twitter page and apparently like he follows Ari Lennox and he's a fan of her. So this is a fan of hers saying this.
Honestly, I feel like most of people who say things like this don't really understand the extent to which such statements go. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that he meant for it to be harmful, but it's just so much ignorance. And I feel like you have to educate yourself, especially when it comes to statements relating to misogyny and racism and all of those things that people have to struggle with every day. And it's something that you can't just speak on issues, especially if you don't belong to that community and you don't have that experience.
Exactly.
So there is no excuse for ignorance.
Mm-hmm. No excuse. No excuse. And I mean, not that I can relate to this exact experience, but I do remember growing up, and I think we talked about this, like when I was in elementary school, I went to like a white school. And so, you know, you're the only black girl and, you know, you hear comments and you go through certain things and, you know, you see the kind of girls that the guys like, they don't look like you, you know, and then hearing this, you know what I mean? So it's something in the media and then it's also something that you experience as a child. It's so hard to grow up and be a confident black woman. Like, how can you do it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I didn't grow up here and I've lived here for 5 years and I've just found myself restraining myself in certain situations that I wouldn't normally, you know, do. And it's something that I've had to like consciously tell myself. I recently had to go to the doctor and because I wasn't feeling well. And I remember telling them that something was wrong with me and they just weren't listening to me. And you know how I feel about these things. I think we've had certain conversations about how the rate of black women who are pregnant, you know, there are more complications in black women than other people.
I just heard about
One of the reasons why I want to go into the medical field has always been representation and like just seeing more people that look like me. But I remember telling them, I was like, I feel like there's something wrong with me. And, you know, nobody was really like paying attention. And then like, two or three days later, I started to develop a rash, like a real, like And I feel like it could have been avoided. And it's the same. It's the same when I go to the grocery store. It's the same when I go to Target. People are looking at me some type of way. Oh, like I braid hair, and then I just feel like some kinds of people, you know, expect me to be a certain way, and I just find it very, very difficult to understand what it is mm-hmm. about Black women that intimidates people.
It's intimidating because
I honestly just have to say that because for the most part, we just want to just have the same rights that everybody else has and be allowed to pursue the same things that other people, you know, want to pursue. Mm-hmm. But then it's like the systematic oppression. And then within the community as well, our male counterparts also want to just, you know, treat us like we are objects and mm-hmm. not people with emotions. And it's just so many tiers of this. But I always go back to the narratives because I feel like, especially because of the way social media works, we also still have some power to control what goes out there. And so I always say, Black women should always support each other. Black women should always portray each other in the best light possible because nobody's going to do it for us.
For sure. Yeah, and about the medical situation that you were talking about, mm-hmm. I heard about it like on The Real, which I watch religiously. Oh, yeah,
your favorite person.
Amanda Seales.
Amanda Seales.
She's on it now.
The Real
hey,
now.
And if she's listening to this, how you doing, girl? Listen to this every week, yes, or every 2 weeks. As I was saying, they were talking about the fact that this woman was having, like, problems with her heart, and they just left her in the emergency. Like, they didn't even, like, check on her. Like, the doctors didn't take her, and she died.
Yeah.
And it's like,
the
you know.
The statistics are very, very, I don't have it right now, but mm-hmm. if you look at it, there's a whole chart, and then they compare it over the years, the complications that, a Black woman of a certain age and a woman, a Caucasian or an Asian woman of the same age goes through when they're in the hospital. It's like, first of all, there's something that's called bias training. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I feel like every single doctor, medical professional, anybody that's going to tend to human beings that are sick should go through bias training. Because people just look at you and they expect that you're a certain way.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily their fault because we all grew up differently. We all have different perspectives. But the onus lies on you to educate yourself mm-hmm. because people are dying and people are suffering unnecessarily for things that we could all easily control. And yes, definitely more representation in the medical field. That's like a whole other conversation we're going to have somewhere at a time. But yeah, I just think it's really sad, especially in pregnancies, you know. A pregnant woman comes in and she's like, oh, I need help, blah, blah, blah. And people just want to act like, oh, she's Black. They're always like that. They're always feisty. Or she just wants to complain, or she just wants to have an attitude. Mm-hmm. And then people die, you mm-hmm. know? And it's just unnecessary, in my opinion.
Disregard. I mean, and, you know, I don't know. It's just another question I have. Like, is it that there's not enough representation of us? Like, you know what
I mean? There's that. Even I know, you watch The Real, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
And you know how Rihanna opened, made Fenty and Savage, and mm-hmm. how, you know, there were issues with some other brands, popular brands, Victoria's Secret and all of them. And then I know Lonnie always says there should be a Jamal in every department. You know, a Jamal is technically...
There should be a Jamal.
...her Black representative. But I feel like, honestly, if we had more representations in these sectors and industries, then it would be so much easier for us to go through those doors and feel
exactly.
like there's someone speaking out for us.
For sure.
Because, you know, the Oscars just passed by. They haven't held the Oscars yet, right? So just they brought out the list of the nominations. But if you look mm-hmm. at the list of the nominations on the Oscars, there's a lot that's wrong mm-hmm. with that list. They're not enough. Black people, they're not enough. Black women on the list.
And didn't they just have the Golden Globes?
Yes.
Not too long ago, and Harriet mm-hmm. didn't win anything?
Nah.
I mean, that was like, I just nothing. Watched that like last week.
Nothing.
I mean, that's horrible.
Thankfully, there's the NWM, what's it called? The
NAACP.
NAACP. Yeah. But at the same time, if you're calling these awards, you're saying they're representative of mm-hmm. the population of the people in entertainment in the United States, then they represent every single person.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And mm-hmm. It's in every aspect. If you look around you, mm-hmm. it's glaring. And being in denial is not going to help any of us. Because I know so many people, especially since it doesn't affect them directly. Mm-hmm. They're not black women. They're not black people. They feel as though they don't need to speak up about these mm-hmm. things. But honestly, it takes every single person making conscious efforts. If mm-hmm. you don't know something, before you say something, ask questions. Mm-hmm. Don't walk up to a black woman and touch her hair.
If you touch, to everybody, if you touch my hair, you ain't gonna have your hand by the end of that day.
Disturbing video of the girl with the afro and they kept petting
yeah.
her hair?
Yeah, and someone had recorded that and yeah.
Yeah, there were so many things wrong with it.
Yeah.
If you don't know if you're supposed to say a certain thing mm-hmm. or like supposed to just, I feel like it boils down to respect too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't assume and do not do anything that you will not be okay with people doing to you, to anybody mm-hmm. else.
Have you ever heard of someone touching a white girl's hair?
Yeah, or being fascinated with it. It's the fascination I don't get.
Exactly.
It's like we are human beings. Yeah. We are not, you know, I get people use lots of words like exotic mm-hmm. or like, mm-hmm. especially in the industry, in mm-hmm. music and film. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, well, you know, she's a person first. You mm-hmm. can't just say things.
Yeah. But I don't even, and I don't even know if we're seen as exotic because like... I mean, in some way, yes. I mean, I did write a piece that I mentioned last week, the other week, that I was fetishizing a black woman and stuff like that. And I did mention that I thought that he maybe considered me exotic. But in general, like, I don't even know if we're seen as exotic because people like Chris Brown, as problematic as he is, he, I think, in a song was saying something about, like, black women, I don't know, like, he's looking for a black woman with good hair.
I honestly think it's a thing of convenience at the same time. Usually people will always want to rally around things that when they don't feel like they don't feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to pick and choose. You want to be like a black woman. You want to have her features. You want to have her mm-hmm. lips, but you don't want to have her experience.
Or the hair. Our hair is also seen as not exotic.
Yes. You want to pick and choose. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you don't have that right mm-hmm. to pick and choose. You don't know what it is mm-hmm. like to be a black woman in the U.S. And I just feel like I'm going to go back again to what I said. I just feel like it's a thing of respect. I feel like we all just have to try as much as possible to coexist and respect each other. You are not better than me because your skin is a different shade mm-hmm. from mine. Just as much as you are not better than me because God happens to make you a different
mm-hmm.
gender from mm-hmm. me. Do you understand? And I just think that those are the things that we have to pay attention to. We have to teach our children. We have to teach our cousins and our nieces and our nephews and those coming up that it's okay to be a black woman. It's okay to have all of these features. You are beautiful just the way you are. And don't let anybody make you apologize for being who you are.
You see,
because then who else mm-hmm. are you going to be?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I love about Ari Lennox's response. Yeah. You know what I mean? Instead of just sitting quiet, she said, tell parents, tell your black children you love them. Yeah. Because when you don't and when you let them kind of fester this ignorance and this anti-blackness, they come out. And a lot of times the men come out and say really dumb shit.
Yes.
Like, oh, I prefer light-skinned girls. You know how many times I've heard black men say that? Like, why are we, like, it's okay, like, if you do, like, oh, that's your business, but why would you sit there and tell everybody that? Like, in rap songs, they want the light-skinned bitch and all that stuff that they like to say. And it's just like, that's so, this is just a big issue within the black community.
I honestly feel like, you know how I feel about colorism. Mm-hmm. Let me plug. If you guys haven't seen Alisa's documentary on on black women in the US, you definitely need to see it. But yeah, we always speak about colorism. And I feel like another thing is within our society, the narrative is what gets pushed out by the black men.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you guys don't even want to respect us, how do you expect the other people to? Your mama looks like me, but you want to speak bad about me. You have sisters that are black, but you want to say, oh, I don't date black women. Oh, I don't deal with them. They are too much.
And let me just say something one time. If you are one of those men who say that, you are missing out because
I'm
going to get in trouble. I ain't gonna finish it.
Nobody's begging you. You can as well have your preferences.
Yeah.
That's not, nobody's begging you to be with a black woman. All we're saying is be respectful. All we're saying is don't try and degrade us because we know ourselves and we know what our worth is. And our worth doesn't come from your opinion of what we are.
Exactly.
And I feel like so many of you are so full of yourselves and so many of you just feel like you are so you're all that. Honestly, nobody is better than anybody else. I always say it. We're all human beings, first of all. And so if you feel like you are compelled to hate on yourself, because technically it's just these things, these statements come from self-loathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has nothing to do. And that's another
subconsciously
thing. Yeah, like
this, they do not like themselves.
Yeah, like Ari Lennox, obviously she does not resemble Rottweiler in any way. And this guy does not say, like, him saying what he said is just about himself.
Exactly.
He believes he looks like that.
It's projection.
Yeah.
And it's okay, but you have to, first of all, these people have to, first of all, deal with their issues and stop trying to project. Because if Ari wasn't who Ari is, and I love Ari, she's strong, she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I know there are so many women in this country going through depression and anxiety, and they have low self-esteem and inferiority complexes. All of these things stemming from the way they are portrayed in the media and the way, you know, people speak about them. And I think that narrative has to change over time. Even some of our parents are responsible for these things, mm-hmm. just like what you said. And
yeah, don't sometimes,
I heard some moms tell their daughters, and they say, you know, marry outside so you can have your child
good hair,
can have good hair.
Yeah, I've been told that too not by my parents. They would never say any shit like that. But a girl that I went to high school with said, you know, you have beautiful hazel eyes. You know, you just need to find you a white guy. Mm.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, are you, like that's a real statement people are making. Like, my kids are going to be cuter. And I think the reason why Blue Ivy is so, is called all these horrible names and is, you know, in this position is because she's fully black. Mm-hmm. You know, Kim Kardashian's daughter, I think, is, like, similar to Blue Ivy, like, similar, same age or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't remember ever hearing anything bad about the way her daughter looks.
I mean, honestly, and then somebody wanted to come and say, oh, it's because, Beyonce and Jay-Z are popular, they're famous, and, you know, they should expect all of that. But I don't think it's ever okay to speak bad about any person, not to talk of an 80-year-old.
And I don't know whoever said that probably wasn't black,
It's
another thing.
They weren't. And then, you know, the funniest part of it was they were comparing her to Kylie Jenner. And when I saw that, I really didn't know what else to do. I said, this person is definitely, there's obviously something wrong with them, like innately, because for them to actually say it's better for this child, or she's going to grow up and she's going to have to. No, there is nothing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with loving yourself just the way you are.
Yeah, I feel bad for her, because it's like, although you're rich as hell, you know, and you have Beyonce as a mom, I just can't see myself. Like, I can see her, like, growing up and hearing that this was said about her. And I don't care how much money I have. I wouldn't be happy with that.
Exactly. That's what I said. I just always go back to, because, you know, my other major is psychology, and just the different things, especially because in our community, many people don't want to pay attention to mental health as much as other communities. And so many people that have, literally, their depression and their anxiety is only deep set in just them feeling inferior, feeling like they are not beautiful enough, feeling like they are not good enough, feeling like there's not enough representation. Mm-hmm. It's only recently that there have been, like, conscious efforts.
I think last year was the first year ever where we had Miss America,
yes.
Miss USA,
and Miss Universe. They were all black.
All black. Yes. And one of them had, like, natural hair,
right? I loved
right?
it. I love Zuzu. Zuzu is the South African Miss Universe. And I love the fact that she has 4C hair and is short. Like, she was just breaking so many boundaries and changing so many narratives.
I fucking love
and
it.
And amazing
we need
stuff.
That. Yeah. And going back to the Blue Ivy thing, the fact that Beyonce is so classy, because I would have tore out I would have went crazy on, like, these Twitter people and the people that are shitting on her child. Like, she didn't say it. They haven't said anything, and I know
honestly,
they've been reading it.
I think sometimes silence is the best answer for foolery.
Yeah, true. I mean, they're fools.
Honestly, those people will have so much time on their hands to shit on an 80-year-old.
On a child.
Definitely don't have a life.
You don't have a
there's
life.
There's so much projection that goes on. Social media kind of gives everybody this, you know, supposed right to say whatever they want.
Yeah.
And they feel like they can get away with it, mm-hmm. because obviously freedom of speech, you have the right to say whatever you want. But I feel like that silence is also very, very important, because when you put so much energy towards negativity, when you give it so much time, those people start to feel like they're important.
Yeah.
It kind of, I don't really know if I'm explaining this properly, but you know how oxygen, right? It needs fire. It needs oxygen to continue to burn. People would always blow things out of proportion when it's negative and not shine enough light on the positives. So I'm going back to this again. I think I've said like 50 times already. But I feel as though, especially because of the social media age, where Gen X and they're Gen Zs and, you know, it's very, very important that as Black women in the US, we control the narrative that goes out there. Social media is very, very... It's interesting because I feel like the rate at which social media is going, there will very soon be no need for any other form of media that isn't, you know, from people themselves. Because then you see representation from people of different walks of lives and different races and different cultures. Mm-hmm. And I just think that Black women should continue to raise, you know, portray ourselves in the best light possible.
We
continue
need to
sprinkle that Black pixie dust all over, and just make sure that we, as a community, stand for each other and hold each other's hands and not bring each other down.
Yeah, and we have people doing that, like Issa Rae with Insecure, you know, about Black women.
Yeah,
and it's created by a Black woman, so it's amazing. And also, speaking on what you were saying, you said that like you don't want to give these people too much.
Yeah,
clout.
I've never been one for comebacks, especially when they're negative stuff, because it's just continue back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, well, Joe Budden, I don't know if you know him. He used to work at Complex. He's a cultural critic, and he has a podcast called the Joe Budden Podcast. And he actually criticized Ari Lennox because he was basically saying, you know, you're such a beautiful Black queen. Why do you have to, like, give this one troll so much attention? He was kind of saying, like, you know, she also made a comment, which was true, that this Black Twitter troll, you know, is saying it's about Black women when he's Black. And Joe Budden was like, wait, but not all Black men do that. And he kind of acted butthurt. And what I found problematic about that episode of the podcast was that he's basically not looking at the issue, which is that many times in the Black community, Black men do shit on Black women.
Yes.
But he's making it about himself. You know what I mean? Instead, saying,
I know about Joe Budden. I'm not really a big fan of Joe Budden, just because I feel like, for the most part, people don't want to deal with issues, and they find excuses. So it's honestly very, very easy to be an avoidant person in this world. Mm-hmm. Sweep it under the carpet. Don't deal with it. I feel like, first of all, you know who Ari is as a person. Ari is going to speak about things because that's what she represents, and that's what her brand is about, uplifting the Black woman. And so you don't have a right to tell her. Again, it goes back to them feeling as though they have some kind of power and agency over us. You don't have a right to tell her how to feel. Mm-hmm. You don't have a right to tell her how to react. I personally wouldn't have, but I am not Ari, and I feel like...
And she's not just doing it for her. She's doing it
exactly,
for everyone else.
It's also important that Black men also realize that we, as Black women, have a right to do certain things.
Yeah.
And we don't need your opinion. And everything is not about you. And Joe Budden is not representative of every Black woman, every Black man in the United States.
Exactly.
Because I feel like there are some that were actually in support of her speaking up on the issue. And his comeback was very weak. I saw that. It was very, very weak. Your excuse is, she's beautiful. She knows she's beautiful. She said
And he said, oh, I think she sounds insecure. How does she sound insecure? Because she's speaking on something that's bigger than her.
No.
You know, and I mean, it's crazy.
I think, honestly, people just get this opera for like a day and then everybody goes back to their business.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think it's important that it becomes a thing that we continue to hit on and speak about.
Yeah. And before we leave today, I made a list for all y'all that maybe think I'm lying, or people of different races who maybe look and say, wait, that's not true. I have a list of Black women who, during my time of being alive, I've heard in the media being shit on for no reason. And one of them is Michelle Obama, the great, amazing Michelle Obama, who was called a monkey on a number of occasions during the end of Obama's term. Serena Williams. Serena Williams. And
Serena's been
unbelievable. And Normani from Fifth Harmony. She was cyberbullied by Camila Cabello's fans, and Camila Cabello never said anything publicly.
Up to today.
And Camila Cabello actually had been outed with being a racist when she was a teenager. And her excuse was, oh, well, that's not representative of who I am. And never spoke out against what they said about her.
Till today.
Black.
She, I mean, I couldn't believe Camila's. Mm-hmm. I just...
Yeah, I mean, she... I mean, that's... we're going to do a whole episode on why Camila was problematic as fuck. But we're not going to do that right now. Third is Leslie Jones.
I don't know.
Who was cyber... she's from SNL.
Oh, okay.
She was cyberbullied after doing Ghostbusters. I don't even... Milo Yiannopoulos? I don't even know how to say his fucking name. Who cares anyway? He's a piece of shit. And he's a person who... he's a British commentator. He's a piece of shit. And he basically was calling her ugly and had everyone else on Twitter trash her. She had to, like... She left Twitter for a bit. She's a comedian as well. And now, also not too long ago, 50 Cent. I don't know if you watch Power.
Yes,
but
I 50
do. Cent, who's a producer, was calling out Naturi Naughton's looks. And that's just a few of the
there's a lot more on that list.
Blue Ivy, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Like, honestly though, I feel like this is the beginning of a turn, because I feel like we are beginning to speak up about it. Mm-hmm. I just want to say to every Black woman that's listening, stop apologizing for being who you are. Stop holding back. Do whatever it is that you would do without all of these boundaries, because at the end of the day, you control how your life is going to go. You control how things happen for you. Do not let the way we are represented in social media affect your life to the extent where you hold yourself back from achieving your dreams. People are going to talk regardless. If you're successful or not, they're going to speak. If you use sex appeal or not, they're going to speak. And just own it. Own your Blackness. Never apologize for it, because that's what it's getting to. It's getting to the point where people don't want to be who they are anymore, because they feel like there's something wrong with them. But God doesn't make mistakes. You're made the way you are for a certain reason.
Exactly.
And that's all I have to say about it.
That's a fact, y'all.
Yeah.
Fact. And before we leave today, I have a message for all who continue to demean and disrespect Black women because of our features. And so the name of the episode is Still I Rise, which was inspired by Maya Angelou's poem of the same name. So anyone who hasn't read the poem, it is a must read, because it definitely rings true today. And despite all the hate and awfulness thrown at us from every direction, still we rise. And that's it for today, y'all. Thank you to my wonderful guest and best friend ever. Yo, she is dope. Y'all gotta follow her. And can you let us know how to follow you on Instagram?
Oh, okay.
Your Instagrams.
So my Instagram, probably follow my head Instagram, Touched by Abby. My regular Instagram is _Abby, AKUBU, _. Yeah, and that's it. I have Twitter too, _Abby, AKUBU, _. Yeah.
Hell yeah. So thanks for tuning in, and follow our Instagram, and make sure to DM me your comments and any other topics you guys feel like we should discuss, because there's so many. So yeah, see you next time on Saucy But Sweet with Allie McPherson.